The 12th Annual Hammock Scholarship Banquet on September 14th honors the late Jim Hammock with a lecture that you're giving this year. You've chosen an important Kentucky woman as your topic. She was born in 1873 in Lexington and was engaged in important work in primarily the health areas until her passing in 1961. Duane, how did you stumble across knowing more about Linda Neville?
Well, Kate, I was speaking to fourth graders around the region, and I'd always ask the fourth graders if they could tell me who they thought were the greatest Kentuckians. And the fourth graders would always mention Daniel Boone, Abraham Lincoln. Every now and then they would say Henry Clay. And I noticed that they would always list all men, never any women. And it got to where that really bothered me, all men. And so I started doing research on my own about great Kentucky women. And then when I started going to elementary classrooms, and I'd ask that question, and I'd get the usual litany of great Kentuckians and all men, I would say, what would you think about a Kentuckian who almost single-handedly eliminated a terrible, terrible eye disease that affected some 30,000 Kentucky children and adults, but primarily children, this terrible eye disease of trachoma? What would you think about a Kentuckian that eliminated that disease? And they would all raise their hand and say, oh, that's wonderful. That's a great Kentuckian. And I'd tell them the story of Linda Neville. The more I researched about Linda Neville, the more I read about her, the more I realized what a remarkable Kentuckian she was.
She was a well-educated Kentuckian.
Yes, she left Lexington. Her father was classics professor at the University of Kentucky, and he homeschooled Linda and her older sister Mary for a time, and then sent them off to Bryn Mawr in Pennsylvania. And both sisters studied there, and both sisters studied classics at Bryn Mawr, following in their father's footsteps, and came back to Lexington and started their own school at their home, 722 West Main Street in Lexington, and had the Neville sisters' school there in their home. Linda Neville was born there in that home, and except for the 4 years she spent at Bryn Mawr, lived her whole life, and except for a few months in a nursing home there at the very end in 1961, lived out all of her years there at 722 West Main Street in Lexington.
Is it still there?
No, it's not there anymore. I believe it's right at the spot where the Salvation Army is now on Main Street.
Now, it was after she came back from Bryn Mawr that her father contracted a serious eye problem, and she and her sister basically had to tend to him as he recuperated and recuperated in by being still for quite some period of time. Is it your sense that that made her ultra sensitive to eye diseases and problems?
That did, and they nursed him. But then in 1908, Linda went by train and then by mule to the Hindman Settlement School and met Catherine Pettit, who became a lifelong friend. And it was there, sitting out on a porch at the headquarters of the Hindman Settlement School, that she noticed several of the folks there that would come up with this eye problem. And she began to talk with Catherine Pettit about this eye disease there. And I think that's when she first became aware of the extent of the problem of trachoma. And she learned about the disease and the nature of the disease, which is basically a sanitation problem, and then did research and found out about prevention and about how to treat the disease. And so I think that visit to Hindman is what really got her involved in the mountain situation. And at first, bringing patients to Lexington by a mule to Jackson, Kentucky, and then from Jackson, they could take a train on into Lexington, where she would have them treated for free at her expense at hospitals in Lexington.
She sort of got into a topic area that I don't know if it was taboo at the time, but it related to newborn infants having eye problems related to syphilis and gonorrhea. And that area eventually resulted in legislation, didn't it?
That's right, yes. After the treatment of trachoma was underway, and then she became much more aware of the genetic problem with venereal disease. And she began then to devote her full attention to venereal disease and problems with blindness, and became very, very active then in Frankfurt with legislation, with premarital counseling and premarital testing, and then with the birth of newborns, treatment, immediate treatment with silver nitrate, I believe, that for the treatment of babies that would then prevent blindness of babies that, if not treated, they would go blind because of venereal diseases.
There's an awful lot more to this story, and I suppose we should tease everyone by saying that you can hear the rest of this story at the Hammock Banquet. Tell me about that event, please.
This will be Saturday, September the 14th at 7 o'clock. The deadline for reservations is this Friday. Folks should call Kay Hayes in the History Department, 270-809-2234 for reservations. The banquet is a way to honor a really great man, the longtime chair of the History Department, Dr. James W. Hammock, Jr., an authority on the War of 1812 and the involvement of Kentucky in the War of 1812 out of the 1,826 battle deaths in the War of 1812. 1,200 Kentuckians died. Dr. Hammock was also a faculty regent, the first faculty regent to serve two terms as faculty regent. Dr. Hammock, along with Dr. Forrest C. Pogue, was also a founder of the Oral History Association, a pioneer in oral history, a great historian, and an even greater individual. I feel so close to Dr. Hammock because he hired me here in 1996. He was the chair of the department and just guided me. He taught Kentucky history here, and then when he turned that responsibility over to me in the history department, he was so great to me helping me make that transition in teaching Kentucky history. He was my mentor, my friend, and I loved him so much. And this is a way to honor the memory of Dr. Hammock and raise money for graduate scholarships for our History Department graduate students in our master's program.
Thanks for speaking with me today about this.
Thank you, Kate.